Hi, guys, and welcome back to Confessions of a Wannabe It Girl. Today's episode, we are talking about something that I feel like I have learned and relearned the lesson, forgotten, and need a reminder about. And something I often hear people talking about is how they have too much on their plate and they need to learn how to say no, handle giving a no, all the things.
Sorry, my cats are fighting. Anyways, you know, if you're watching online, you can watch all these episodes on YouTube. You might notice my background's a little different than normal. It's fair to say that life has been not bad, but not good. Not awful, but not great. You know, there's been a lot of ups and downs, some really big wins and some really low lows. So I feel like I'm just coasting straight in the middle. We have 4 leaks in our apartment and we have no water heater currently. We're going to have to redo potentially the entire floor. And it's just a lot on top of dealing with a wedding contract that is still not signed. And, you know, I just have a lot of open loops. It's causing me a lot of stress. The wedding contract is causing me stress. And, you know, I was talking to my best friend about it. And I was like, you know, maybe this is a sign and da, da, da. And at the same time, she is up for a job. And as we all know, the job market is kind of shit right now. And she's been looking to get a job for quite some time. And, you know, she's like, really wants this job. And I really want her to get this job. But there's also kind of some huge red flags within the company and like how the company is looking. So we both are in the same place. And she said to me, you know, what is meant to be will be. And I think that is such a part of surrendering and giving over in your mid to late 20s in this post-COVID world. Like, honestly, we never know what shit's going to happen and whatever's supposed to happen. It's going to happen and we just have to run with it. So when life gives you middle fingers, it's just kind of part of growing up and continually. And I think the way we deal with life giving us middle fingers is to laugh, sometimes cry, and just keep going. So that being said, you know, keep going, yet prioritize what you really want in life, which is what we're going to talk a little bit about today, is how to say no. Saying no can be really challenging. It's hard to face people and say a no. And one of the reasons I think maybe it's so hard to face people and say a no is because maybe at some point in your life you have been rejected and you know what it feels like to, you know, A, work up the courage, the might, or thought of saying yes to someone, to asking someone. But it takes a lot more courage, confidence, and whatnot to say no to someone. And so I think, you know, by this time in life, we've been on both sides of the coin, so we might have some empathy for when people ask and you want to make them happy, so you say yes. You know, there can be a lot of people pleasing, and there's something I call bumper sticker mentality. I'm referring to bumper stickers on the cards. You know, growing up, that cars had like sayings on the back of them, you know, or, you know, kind of tried and true like things to do in life, like be nice to everyone. You never know how hard other people have it. That kind of stuff. The stuff you'd see on bumper stickers in the early 2000s and 90s. And, you know, the one bumper sticker that relates to this would definitely be the idea of say yes to everything. You never know what can happen. Okay, I found some issues with that. Say yes to everything. All right. Well, if I say yes to everything, I'm going to be really depleted, which makes me think of the bumper sticker mentality of all roads lead to Rome. Okay, so if all roads lead to Rome, I should just drive and take all roads. No, I think that's going to end up getting you really fucking lost. So if you have road A, B, C, and D, and you take them all, instead of just maybe taking road A or road C or D, I think it's really going to deplete the quality of that road. You know, it feels like those are missed opportunities when I talk about, you know, only taking one road to hypothetically get to Rome, the goal, the place you want to be. And I think we have fear of missed opportunities, you know, FOMO and whatnot. And it just taking too many roads can really deplete the quality of your work. I'm going to use kind of a gross example. Say you're a tissue and someone picks up your tissue and they blow their nose in it. It's all right. So the tissue's already been used. And then somebody else comes and picks up the same tissue and blows their nose in it. Ew, that's gross. And one more time, somebody comes, picks up a tissue and blows their nose in it. That tissue is super worn out and super used and nobody else is going to want to use it. That tissue is the yes man tissue, saying yes to everything and hurting the quality of your work. Being a no man tissue, you know, one person that feels aligned to the tissue comes and picks up that tissue and the tissue does their job so well. And then the tissue is done. It goes away. I mean, in the trash, but and you're not going in the trash. I see how maybe this wasn't a great analogy, but the point is being you using your energy towards one purpose instead of depleting your abilities, qualities, and energies multiple times to try to get to the same place. I don't think you're going to get there any faster. I feel as though spreading yourself too thin and yes-manning everything will just cause depletion of your energy. And it's important to prioritize what you want your priorities to be. And by prioritizing your priorities, you're going to make sure your time and effort and commitments align with your priorities. So you can't go say yes to a million other things that might be a distraction or an aside. I'm going to give an example. I would say a few years ago, I was like, the party girl. Like, you're going out on Friday, I'm there. Saturday, I'm going out, great. Sunday, we're day drinking at Bungalow. You can tell this is a few years ago. I was there. And, you know, I started to look at my life and realize that spending this much time being out and partying and then inevitably at some point hungover, feeling crappy, wasn't aligning with what I wanted my goals to be. And I was always saying yes to going out. And once I realized this, I was like, I have to start saying no to going out. These are small little examples that I think can pay off and build your confidence to say no in the long run. So I started saying no to people. I was like, no, I can't go out, or I'm busy, or, you know, I did also just become really busy, so it became easier to just say no to those kinds of things. And now people kind of know that that's a boundary for me. Yeah, sometimes I get FOMO. I don't get asked out to go out all the time, and I definitely have to make more of an effort to let people know when I'm free and if I want to go out. But I created a boundary in a very, very micro way. And that's setting my priorities higher. My time is now spent in the correct direction of my priorities. And that is why saying no to something can mean you're really saying yes to so much more. And going back to the tissue idea, when you say yes to too many things, you're hurting your priorities. You're taking away those energies, that category, that energy of that other thing that was more important to you that you originally had on your plate goes down. And I think it's important to talk about how boundaries is a huge part of saying no. I'm watching Salt Lake City, Utah. Sorry, let me clarify. Real Housewives of Salt Lake. And I'm in season 4, which is the new season. I know stuff gets hairy with Monica and all that jazz. But the point is, when she comes on the show and she's giving her interviews, she talks about how at one point, Jen Shah, who, if you don't know, scammed a bunch of people out of money, asked her if she could use her name, Monica's name, you know, in her work, which turned out to be like scamming marketing company, stealing old people's information, whole thing. And Monica was like, I don't know. And she went, she found out all this stuff about Jen behind her back. And she was like, no, I'm not going to let her use my name. No. Saying no to something like that is a very vital thing. And if she had just people pleased and said, yes, you can use your name because, you know, Jen Shah is scary and she has all this money and da 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 da, you know, I could totally see how somebody could be pressured into a situation, into giving somebody their name to do something just because it seems legitimate. But imagine if she had done that, she would have been absolutely fucked and maybe would have been arrested too. That is why it's important to say no on the micro levels, like no to going out, because you're building up the confidence, the skills, the workability to be able to have the work, but you're working up the skills, the workability, and you'll say no on the small level. And then when it really, really, really freaking counts on the big, big level, you're also going to be able to say no. You know, something I have also been learning a lot to work with my period and like energy and time of month and all this thing. You can go down a deep, deep, deep rabbit hole in this, but I've kept it kind of simple. Around the time of my period, I really start to lower the intensity, cut my work level in half. And that has really helped the entire rest of the month, other than those 2 to 3 days, be really strong. The rest of the month is now really strong because I have lighter 2 or 3 days. I'm recovering, if you will. And when I ignore that and I push through it, the rest of the month kind of becomes a little crappy and my quality of work goes down. That's why it's so important to say yes, because you have recovery, you've time, you've space to do things you actually want to be doing at the level. People pleasing and taking too much on is just going to end up quicker burnout and less closer to where we want to be in life. And there's a lot of fear with saying no, because you're scared it can damage your relationships. And again, this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of the episode, that maybe you have empathy for, you know, when people have an ask of you and you're like, wow, that was a scary thing. And I should say yes, because that was a scary thing. I had something happen to me a couple years ago, which is when I really learned, like, the way I was dealing with how to say a no was not good. I was supposed to maybe be in this class. My teacher had asked me to be in this like kind of like elective-y acting class. I had already taken the course and I felt a lot of pressure and people pleasing towards this person because the mentorship really mattered to me from her. And she kept asking me if I was going to do this class and I was burnt out. I mean, more burnt than Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I don't eat meat, so that could have been a really bad reference. I ended up kind of just pussyfooting around it and whatnot, and I never committed. And then she called me one day and she was just like, I need to know if you're doing the class. I mean, I babbled on for 5 to like 7 minutes being like, I'm so sorry and da 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 that I can't do this. And she was just like, Marley, like, if you can't do it, just say no. Eek. That was like more damaging potentially to our relationship than me confidently bucking up and just saying, you know, I really loved doing this course in the past. Thank you so much for thinking of me. But unfortunately, I can't commit the time right now because this takes quality energy and I would be not producing quality work. Something to that effect. A very polite, confident no. But instead, I made up all this babbly stuff. That could have been worse. Luckily, it wasn't. But saying no will also create confidence. You know, the more you practice something, the better you get in it. So micro steps again. Like, how on earth, though, how on earth do you handle saying a no? Honestly, oh, there goes my cat. Hi. How on earth do you handle saying a no? It's not the easiest thing in the world. I think that there's a lot of Wednesday. How on earth do you handle saying a no? You know, there's a lot of turmoil, fear. Ugh, I just want to start over. Come here. Why are you being naughty? How to handle saying a no? It's so, how do you handle saying a no? In the beginning, it's definitely uncomfortable. It's like maybe an unpracticed skill. And while it's coming up, you're thinking about all those missed opportunities and the roads that lead to Rome. And you're like, well, if I don't say yes, what I might never get to where I want to be, or, you know, this relationship must be damaged. This is the example I like to think about. If you say yes to all those things, how much worse off are you going to be than if you just said no? And Hunter, how do you handle saying a no? It's definitely not easy. It's definitely not comfortable. But you have to think about how much worse you're going to feel in the long run if you end up saying yes. Something I like to think about is when I was doing a lot of dance auditions, there goes my cat. Something I like to think about is all the dance auditions I used to do. And I went to them. I was a mess. I did horrible. I forgot the choreography. I went up. I had anxiety. I had anxiety before. I had anxiety while doing it. And I had anxiety after. That would be the same as saying yes to 8 million things. Then when I, you know, bucked up a little bit, learned a little bit more, I was like, all right, I'm going to be anxious in the car before. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do my absolute best, give it 100% my all, and walk away from it. And I give that analogy because that is the equivalent of the energy that you need to have when you say no to things. Because when you say no, your confidence, the wherewithal, the put in, yes, you may have anxiety. Yes, you might have anxiety doing the thing. But the quality and the energy you have saved by saying no is so much higher than if you said yes the entire way through and got super anxious. By saying no to things, you are saying yes to so much else. You are saying, yes, I'm going all in on myself. I'm going all in on the things I've already committed. You are only upending and giving, you know, a little bump to those things you've always already committed to. A yes means I'm willing to do this and do so many fucking things, and I'm going to bring my energy to it. Because the reason people ask you is because they have a high belief that you'll be amazing to do it. And then what if you disappoint them? What if you get in that situation? You're too burnt out. You have too much on your plate. You don't want to even be doing it. That's another thing. At this point, I've realized that if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell fucking no. And you don't want to be giving half-assed energy. Nobody asked you to do anything because they wanted you to show up at your half-ass level. They want you because of their quality. They've seen you at your best. So saying no is only going to upend the things you've already said yes to or the things you've already put on your plate. The words around saying yes are, you know, simple. And the words around saying no can be difficult, hard to find, challenging, anxiety, all the things. But it is so much better to say something in the effect of, which I've brought up on this podcast before, of thank you so much for thinking of me. I love that you thought of me for this project, but I can't commit that quality energy this needs, and I don't want to let you down. I don't like that. Saying no can look something like, thank you so much for thinking of me. I cannot commit the kind of energy this needs, and this project deserves the world or deserves a lot more energy and focus, and I'm not the right person for that right now. Wow, I will absolutely respect somebody who says that. Confident, strong, it girl energy. I want to get to the point where things I don't want to be doing, I am able to use that kind of verbiage with. And the thing is, it's never going to be like an easy thing to let people down. And I think in the moment, also, we have a knee-jerk reaction to just please or to just say yes. And then we go back into our lives, sit in our car after saying yes, or come home and lay down on the couch and realize that you really don't have room for that. And going back to saying no, if that's something that you're struggling with, you know, don't be hyper-reactive. Say, let me think about it, and then go home, marinate, and figure out if you really can handle this yes or if this is going to be a no. It is so important to say no's because we're growing up. Life is only going to get more hectic. It feels like, you know, middle fingers show up left and right just when you seem to figure it all freaking out. And no is an important word because I feel like a teacher when I say it. And you have to be in charge of handling your energy and space. As you can tell, this is something I feel like I've just started to maybe understand. And I hope you were able to learn something from this too. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, I.